There's a mistake that I see way too many agents making way too often. And it's funny because they go and brag on social media about making this mistake. They don't even realize they're making it. But when you make it, it's killing your business. It's absolutely killing your real estate business. I'm going to explain what I'm talking about. And I think you'll agree with me. It's pretty ridiculous. Yet so many of you are doing it.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 330 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, here in Salt Lake City, Utah. If you are new to the show, welcome. You will soon find out, if you haven't realized this already, this is the single greatest real estate podcast ever to hit the internet. And that's just obvious. Thank you for listening. So today I'm not just going to step on toes. I'm going to be jumping up and down on your toes because it's so cringe when I see agents making this mistake. And I'm going to jump into that here in just a second, right? I don't want to get ahead of myself. Welcome, guys. This week I want to make sure that you understand what a mistake it is that you're not joining BAMX. The community at BAMX is incredible. The networking that happens, the referrals that get passed around, but also the online courses and the trainings and the masterclasses that BAMX members get. You can join over at nowbam.com and make sure that you use code MASSIVE at checkout and get yourself a discount. It's worth the money regardless, but you may as well save a little bit of cash. Use code MASSIVE at checkout over at nowbam.com on BAMX. And then while you're investing in your business, which is a very wise idea, you should probably invest in Keeping Current Matters as well. It's basically getting an entire team of economists, housing experts, and people, honestly, much smarter than me, in your back pocket, telling you exactly what you need to know, what's coming up, what's happening in the market, and more importantly, how to communicate that to your clients. You get video ideas. They give you scripts and video ideas on exactly what to say and why it matters to sellers, why the upcoming changes are important for investors or buyers. You need to know this stuff, and Keeping Current Matters delivers it to you on a silver platter. Go to trykcm.com/BAM to give it a free test drive. trykcm.com/BAM. Do that today. And if you have not yet, we still need some great representatives for markets in the Massive Agent Referral Network. We hit 100 members exactly. And we still have a ton of markets around the country, including some major markets like freaking Chicago, San Diego, Dallas, San Jose, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Cleveland, Baltimore, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, and on and on and on and on and on. We need great agents to represent these markets in our referral network because referrals are happening and there's nobody in there to claim them. And I hate seeing it. So we need you. Referrals are happening all week, sometimes every single day. It's very, very robust community, but we need you and it's better than ever before. You can get the information, apply, get the details about how you can qualify. There are some dues involved. There's qualifications. You have to sell. You need to be selling a certain amount of homes because we only want the best agents who are capable of bringing referrals to the group to be in there representing their market. You can get all that information over at massiveagentreferrals.com. There's also a link on that application to a map that shows you markets that are available. Well, really, it's a map of markets that are not available. So if you see a market on there, it's already claimed. If your market's not, then we need you. So join, apply, and get yourself a handful of referrals this year. Let's jump into the main topic today. This mistake, I believe, is crushing real estate agents, and you don't realize it's happening because you're being petty, you're being childish, you're being immature when this is happening. Now, I'm just going to come out front and tell you, I have absolutely made this mistake. What I'm about to describe to you, as pathetic as it is, I have done it. I have done it more than once, I'm sure. And it's hard not to. All right. So, but it takes a real professional. It takes self-control, and it takes confidence, right, to avoid this mistake. And that is, when you don't get hired by a friend or a family member, don't throw a freaking hissy fit. Don't throw a hissy fit. I see agents throwing hissy fits and bitching and complaining. My neighbor, my best friend, my cousin, they didn't hire me. Blah, blah, blah. How dare they, right? How dare they? How dare you just assume you own them, that you own their business? Maybe that attitude, maybe they can feel that shit. And that's exactly why they weren't hiring you in the first place. They didn't want to mix that toxic attitude you have with the relationship and getting into business together. Maybe it's the scarcity thinking that you have. If you get too bent out of shape over any one potential deal that you're missing out on, you're doing it wrong. All right. It shows that you're showing up with scarcity. It shows that you are honestly acting childish, because there are so many reasons that you, if you remove your emotion of not getting a deal, remove your emotion from it, you would understand. Okay. Sometimes there are other things at play. It's not all about you all the time. If it's a family member, well, maybe they have another relationship with an agent that they're closer with, that, or maybe they just didn't want to mix business and family. That happens sometimes. I don't necessarily agree with it all the time, but I sure as shit understand it. Okay. What, some people may not trust you enough with, I'm just going to be real. You may not be getting the business because they don't trust that you can get the job done. You haven't built enough credibility with them yet. You have not earned their business. This is what pisses me off when I see agents freaking out that their friend, their neighbor, their, you know, someone close to them didn't hire them. I mean, the unmitigated gall of that asshole to not hire you. I would say you're the asshole, because you haven't earned their business yet. Obviously, if you had earned their business, you'd have it, right? And if they didn't feel like you were the right one for the job, you think the best course of action is to freak out and try to like talk them out of it, or like just react in a childish way? You think that's the best course of action? All you're going to do is teach that, like doing it online, right, amongst agents is one thing. But if you're actually doing that with the potential client, you're just going to show them they made the right choice. They dodged a bullet by not hiring this emotional, immature baby. This, it kills your deals, because not only will you never get them again, you'll never get referrals from them. Look, this happens all the time. Even though you don't get hired by cousin Billy or your Uncle Susie, just because they didn't hire you, there may be something else that you're not even understanding, right? Or maybe there's something sensitive with their finances they don't want you to know about. It's very private. Who the hell knows, right? That's their business. So what you may not realize is, even if you don't get hired from them right now, you could still get referrals from them. They may feel bad that, hey, we couldn't give you the listing this time, but they're going to keep referring you to their friends and their family. But then you go ahead and throw a hissy fit, you throw a temper tantrum, you think they're going to refer you. No, you're just going to show them, oh, we made the right choice by not hiring you. So it also shows that you have scarcity. You're thinking in scarcity. You're thinking that there's no other business to get. There's no other buyers to work with. There's no other sellers to work with. You didn't get that one deal, so your freaking career's over. Well, that type of mentality, that scarcity thinking, bleeds over into the rest of your life. It bleeds over into other interactions with potential clients. And do you think for a second that they can't feel that? If they can feel that, you reek of desperation. Right? When you throw these temper tantrums and you react, even if it's happening inside your head, like you're allowed 5 seconds to be bummed and a little bit like, holy shit, how did I not get that? But realize that's on you. Don't react negatively to somebody else for not hiring you. Internalize it and ask, huh, I wonder why they didn't hire me. I wonder what I could have done differently. I wonder what I could have done better. What could I have brought to the table? Maybe you just need to get better at selling your value. Maybe you need to get better at your presentations, at laying out all the different services that you provide when someone hires you. maybe you just sucked. But then when you react so negatively like that, and you're the victim instead of taking responsibility, that bleeds over into every other interaction. And it's going to hurt all your other business because nobody wants to work with someone desperate. If you get mad at your friends and your family members for not hiring you, it reeks of desperation, right? It's petty. So you reek of pettiness and scarcity. Here's the silver lining. Okay. If you don't get hired by Uncle Sally, right? By Aunt Sally. If you don't get hired by Aunt Sally, oh hell, it's 2024. Who the hell knows anymore, right? Whatever. Here's the silver lining. If you don't get that listing, perhaps that's how it was supposed to be. So now you have more time to do two listings, especially with buyers. Sometimes, look, one of the best things my mentor taught me early on in my career was sometimes the best client is the one you never work with. And a lot of times you avoid bullets and have no idea. Sometimes you don't get a client, they hire somebody else, but you dodged a huge bullet because they would have been a huge time suck. They would have been an emotional drain. They would have been an emotional vampire. But you don't know that, right? It's intangible. So just entertain the thought that potentially you not getting a listing or a buyer not hiring you and going in another direction may actually be serving you. Because at a minimum, at least now you have a little bit more time that you're not working with that client. You can go work with one or two others, right? You could also do some more prospecting. You now have time freed up that if you take advantage of it, could bring so much more business in the future. If you're always bogged down by deal after deal after deal, you never have time to work on your business. I see this with highly productive agents all the time. You may think that this is a good problem, but it is still a problem. You're selling at homes and you're busy all the time. So you're working in the business, right? You're getting shit done. You're selling and you're like, oh, this is all great. But you're never building a business because you don't have time to work on it. You don't have time to work on the business. So if you miss out on a client, right? If you miss out on that, you don't get the listing, you don't get a buyer. Use that time to work on your business. You work on a business and actually build one, it'll continue paying you for years and years and years. So it's not all doom and gloom and your career's over. Like I told you in the beginning, there were situations where I had a family member or a friend who hired somebody else and I reacted negatively. Luckily, I never did it to their face. I never actually did it with them, but it was happening internally. It was happening in my head. And I realized that's just victim mentality, right? That's, hey, this happened to me. I did everything right. I did everything I could have done and they didn't hire me. Well, did I really? The answer, of course, is no. There's always something I could have done better. But if I never asked the question, what could I have done? What was my responsibility in that situation? I can't learn anything. I can't grow and improve because I was freaking perfect and those assholes didn't hire me. If you are making this mental mistake, you are absolutely crushing your growth. So stop it. Just stop it. Get rid of the desperation. Get rid of the commission breath. Get rid of the pettiness and the scarcity. And realize sometimes the client that you don't get is the best client. In other words, sometimes the best client is the one you never work with. It doesn't always look that way, but entertain for a moment the fact that the possibility that you not getting that client could actually be the best thing that's happened to you. Working with family members, especially, ever worked with a family member and it ended up causing a lot of issues in your family? It happens. And if you're too focused on losing one deal, you know what that says? You know what that says when you're way too bent out of shape about losing one deal? It means you don't have shit going for you. You don't have nearly enough going on in your pipeline. So if that's true, then get your ass to work and fill the pipeline. Because if you have 16 other potential clients to work with and you miss out on one, you're just like, okay, on to the next one. It shows you that you're not busy enough. It shows you don't have enough in the pipeline. So if you're getting too worked up over losing any one deal, take it as, look in the mirror. Why are you so bent out of shape about losing one deal? Because you don't have any others. Get more clients lined up, do the work, put in the work, put in the effort, build the marketing machine, do the daily prospecting activities, And I don't just mean phone calling, right? That's one way. There's lots of ways to prospect through content and through other ways. When you're doing those things and you build your pipeline, you miss out on one deal. You're like, that sucks. But then 3 seconds later, you're on to the next one. You're like, I am so busy. I have all these other potential clients to work with. You don't have the luxury of getting too bent out of shape and spending more than a few seconds on that one that you lost, right? It was never yours to begin with. Take rejection, if that's what we want to call this, as a lesson, right? Take it at, you can either win or you can learn. But it takes an abundant mindset. It takes an abundance mindset to think that way. So hopefully after this little rant today, you can notice about yourself, you know, which way you go and work towards an abundant mindset, because those who do the most business in this industry think abundantly. They're not based in scarcity. Eliminate that little, that mindset mistake from your daily life, and you're going to be doing a lot better. You're going to be selling a lot more homes, and you're going to be a hell of a lot happier. If I stepped on your toes today, you're welcome, because we need to hear that shit from time to time. I didn't realize what a baby I was being until I saw someone else do it. And I was like, oh, that's not what I want to do. That's not a good look. This is not the direction I want to go. That's not going to help my business. And I was able to self-correct by seeing someone else screw it up. So hopefully this helped you today. If this episode, you found it entertaining, you found it helpful, this episode or any previous one, please share this with another agent, share it with your broker. Just help us get the word out within our industry of this Massive Agent Podcast. Thank you so much. And if you haven't yet left a review for us on Apple or Spotify, I'm personally and deeply offended. For real. You've been listening to this podcast and you haven't left a review yet. You haven't even rated us on Apple. You haven't even left us a review on Spotify yet. And this is one of your shows. I'm offended. Take 30 seconds, if you would, and leave us a review on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen, or both, if you want to be a saint. And it helps us reach more real estate agents. It helps us reach a wider audience the more reviews we have. Thank you for listening. See you next week. And remember, massiveagentreferrals.com. Claim your market. We need you, because there's referrals that are being given and there's no agent to give them to. Massiveagentreferrals.com. Let's solve the problem together. Thanks, guys. See you next week.